Welcome to the Tales of the Long Box podcast. This is episode 358. Spotlight on. Yes, we're back. Spotlight on DC Comics. The Unexpected, number one, circa 2018. And I am Chris Mosby. Go ahead.
I'm Caleb, and totally seeing the irony in this title. So.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm Murray.
You're Murray. You are Murray.
Welcome back, Murray. Haven't been around. None of us have been around for a while.
You've been sick.
Well, you know.
Yeah, I got a little sick. It was my own fault. Let my blood sugar get a little high, and, you know, your body don't like that. I'm getting too old for that crap, so.
It's okay, Murtaugh.
Yeah, I'm going to have to cut the drinking and carousing out and stay on the straight and narrow, so.
Beat the weapon joke. Anybody?
Yeah, no, I got it. We're going to talk about The Unexpected, and from looking at the list, I had to refresh myself. This is the last title of the, what they were going to call Dark Knight's Metal, but they call it the New Age of Heroes. All of these are supposed to be based in some way, linked to the Dark Knight's Metal series. I really think that maybe this one and the Terrifics were the only ones. Well, I don't know. Maybe Immortal Man. I could really see the link to. Oh, no. Never mind. New Challengers. Okay. I'm totally doing that. But we're going to. What we planned on doing. Okay. We're going to talk about this one and then kind of go over the titles that were in this and talk about what we thought of them and yada, yada, yada. And that's it. So. Let's go. Who wants to go first?
And then we spend the night in prison.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. Seinfeld. No, God.
I never did watch that. I watched it to a certain point, and then I just quit because it was about nothing, I heard. So.
Oh. It was about so much more and less.
All right. Yes. I actually just listened to an interview with Jason Alexander last week.
Yeah, he's something. He's a pretty good actor, I'll have to admit.
Anyhow, so this is by far the most Kirby of the books.
I'll go. I can see that. Now that you mention it.
Well, they've got. I mean, three of the main characters are very. Have got Kirby tech on and. Are very wonky. I mean, this is actually the wonkiest, in my opinion, of all the, what are there, 8 titles? I don't know. I have no clue.
While you're talking, I'll count here. Go ahead.
Just the way that she, you know, that the Firebrand, which, by the way, great use of the name.
I agree. That's a good rebranding.
Rebranding in the name back. Absolutely. I like, she's got the Rage Engine or something like that.
Yeah.
What's it called? And then the big blue guy, whose name I don't remember, he's got that power stick, the hit stick, sort of like, who had the Calibac? Like Calibac carries?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
And Barda had one like that too.
Did she? Did she carry one? Okay.
I think she did.
And then that one woman, clearly, I mean, she looks like a Fury.
Yeah, and, I agree.
And then we have Blind Doctor Strange in the back. So.
Yes, exactly. I think that's what it might be. You know, it kind of reminds me of Prince a little bit too. So.
Okay.
Just wait till he breaks out singing.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But yeah,
and then the bad guy with the eye on his head. I don't know. It's very art wise, very Kirby-esque.
Yeah, I have to agree.
And I hope Ryan Sook, stays with this title longer than most of the other artists have stayed with their titles.
Yeah, especially since that's what they're supposed to be focused on. I mean, you know, they put the artist first, after all.
Yeah. All and right. They still are, even though half the artists have left.
Yeah.
More than half.
I haven't really been paying attention to that, but yeah. That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Well, we knew Jim Lee wasn't going to stay around very long. He didn't make it through an issue, didn't that what we said?
That is true.
Oh, we lost him. Hold on.
Who'd we lose? Did we lose Caleb?
Yes, we lost Caleb.
Rude.
He's trying something. You back?
Yeah, stupid.
Okay. All right. I'll just take the first one. Or take it from the
fine.
Start. Okay. As soon as I can get
that's
it.
I just
no, that's fine.
Hate electronics now.
Let me get here going. So it's a pretty, I like the cover. The characters are real, like we said, they're very Kirby-esque. And in the first, I guess it's a variant cover, shows one of the bad guy.
No, these were all like trifold covers.
Oh, were
they?
Yeah,
they all folded out.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But they didn't trifold. They stacked, right? They one on top of the other, like vertically.
Yes, that's
yeah.
What
they
it
folded
is.
Out vertically.
Yeah, that's it. Because the right. Gotcha. We see a ad for Teen Titans number 23. Not sure if that new direction is okay, but you know, whatever. Okay, so we'll start off.
Well, no, this is just Titans.
Yeah, I know.
Just Titans.
Well, Teen Titans too, but anyway, that was later. That's later on. I think at the end of this issue is a preview of it. But whatever. Anyway, Heaven's Undercarriage Bar in Mammoth City, New Jersey. Now.
Dirty Jersey.
Yes.
Dirty Jersey.
Yes. You see this flaming chick. I guess you could call it flaming. She's smacking Killer Croc around. And I said,
who, by the way, is
yes.
Every Killer Croc is freaking everywhere now.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I was
going
to say. Wasn't he in Justice League or something? I feel like I'd seen him not too long ago.
He was in
Justice League number 2 recently, this last week.
Seems like I remember that.
Obviously, Suicide Squad and somewhere else. I want to say like
year.
The Year of the Croc.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So she.
Go on. I'm sorry. I just
no,
noticed
no.
that he's
no.
talking about all of it.
She smacks him one good. I said, take a seat. You just had to step up, Croc. I could be drinking my way to bad decisions. And she's kind of flaming up. The guy from the side, which is the bartender, says, your skin's glowing again, Janet. That's 6th fight this month, 7th. Surprised you even put down your beer. Freaks, you're coming out of the wood. Work for you. Out of the wood? Word. Okay, say that was a bad hyphen read there. and she says, yeah, that's what makes me, Pat. Little customer with an empty glass. Philip? Yeah, one more down. So she's down in a shot, it looks like. And she screams out, hit me. And then we get a quick, which I like this, you know, there have been times where this kind of thing would have been a 4-issue limited series. But they did it all on one page, double page spread. I like that. You know, nothing wrong with your 4-page limited series to Origins, but they kind of needed to get things up and going. So she's saying, my name is Janet Falls, but in the ring, I'm Firebrand.
Oh, pardon me.
Not enough caffeine.
No, she's not Firebrand. She's Firebrand!
Yes, exactly. Big capital letters. My bad. It would be flashing if it was on a webpage. And you see a picture of her apparently, which she was, you know, I don't even know if I should mention this or not, but it's interesting. When she's Firebrand, she's black, but apparently she was white originally, which is interesting. Oh, maybe it's because of what they did to her skin, they said. Okay, anyway. My dad was CIA. He wanted me to enlist, but she became a paramedic instead. It shows her saving people's lives, and then the Dark Knight's Metal happened, and she got killed. And
very, very gruesome. Very gruesome death.
I know.
Her innards are everywhere, and her dad was an asshole and sold her body parts to a government weapons contractor called Civil Solutions, and they used her for R&D, and they put something in her. Tempered my skin like flint, and then put in something in her body called the Conflict Engine.
Which is awesome concept.
I think so,
awesome
too.
Awesome concept.
And that goes right with what you were saying, being very Kirby-esque. I agree. That's very Kirby-esque. So every 24 hours, she has to feed it violence, or she dies. Conflict Engine belongs to Civil Solutions, but I don't fight for them. I fight to live, and I'm undefeated.
So. And I know I keep interrupting, and I apologize. I enjoyed this issue so much. I enjoyed this issue a lot. And they've introduced another super secret lab place within the DC universe.
Yeah,
it feels like they're popping up all over the place.
Reading all these others, that's kind of why when I first read this, I was kind of because of that very reason. But I read it again this morning, and I liked it a lot better. It's got that. Well, we'll get to that, I guess.
Sure.
So she's saying. So basically, word got around. There's a new scumbag to challenge the Firebrand. Good. If the fight's coming to you, there's no need to pick them. So then she's saying, basically, in the rest of her time, it goes against everything she stands for. So she helps out at a local hospital. Gotham EMS is where she used to be. But she's in a local VA hospital, and she's helping out there. So they can't turn down free help. So she changed her name, calls herself Ronan. It's spelled different, but I like that. Ronan as in, samurai without a master. That's kind of an interesting turn. I didn't catch that the first time.
I kept thinking of Ronan, what's his name? The guy who exposed Weinstein did that whole Ronan Farrow.
So the lady there, the nurse there, she's like, "Hey, I thought you were taking me to breakfast. I totally forgot." She said, "The punishment is dire. You finally take me to dinner, and I woo you with impressive yet elemental level French." So she goes, "Until then, your round's running. First one asked for you by name. Weird guy smelled like burnt herbs." So she looks at the thing and it says Firebrand. I'm not on the payroll. She uses an alias. Anyway, yeah, continuing on. Nobody else knows his fighting name. So she's going and he's got, he's kind of spooky voice. Burnt herbs. Please, who let her in?
I like the lettering. I like how they lettered his dialogue.
They changed it because he's got a big spooky voice, And he's got Sauron on his forehead.
It's very readable, too. I mean, a lot of times when they do these funky letterings, you're like, I can't read what that says.
Exactly. He says, that star-singed Verena, the holy herb, the scent of walking too close to the sun. Oh, that's what that smells like. This ward should be full. Where are the others? He says, atomize, funnel back to the world forge. Now, that's a reference to Dark Metal, if you didn't read it.
Is that right?
Yeah, that was that Thank whole. I think that's what Hawkman was standing over.
This
was supposed to come out before that was done, I think, because they showed Hawkman in one of the trifold cover doohickeys in his big creepy giant hammer carrying or whatever he was carrying.
When he was the Hawk God.
Yes.
Yeah.
And she's like, "World Forge, those people were under my care. You best be lying." Sadly, not. They're gone, uncreated. It's what I do, Firebrand. No one uses that name. no one who uses that name ends up happy about it. Didn't catch yours. And he says, Alden Quinch, a bad Samaritan. And he makes the...
Oh, yeah! He's Jesse the Body Ventura.
Yeah, kind of like that, isn't it? Ronan, yeah. Cute, that's a boy's name. But you picked it because it sounds like Ronan, a drifter. Couldn't help yourself. Couldn't help helping people. Establish a routine, but your routines get found. And he's like, I guess he's sizzling. Who are you with? Civil Solutions, DEO, CIA? Ha! Nothing so small and earthly. That said, they do want what I want. That fantastic foundry on your chest. And he takes his glasses, his sunglasses down, and he's got a little snaky thing going on. Mm-hmm. And he starts showing off and says, I want your heart. And that is very... When I look at that page, I think of 90s X-Men for some reason. Because he's all sparkly, he's got lightning coming out of him, he's got him out of his eyes, his mouth is glowing, and his Sauron on his forehead, on his nice, I would imagine that is like wicker, one of those real cheap wicker cowboy hats that you get at the truck stop. I almost bought one of those once, so I'm glad I didn't. They go in and out of style, and so he's like, so up and up, lady, and he's all sparkly, and she's like, whoa, so what? Everyone else thinks they got it right to my heart? So let's hear it. What's your excuse? And he's, I need it. You could never know what it's to be like to have your brain splintered, ringing all the time like a sonic death charge. Actually, I do know what that's like. But anyway. and he says, the call of Mandrake. Now, I had to think about that a minute, but that calls back to Final Crisis, if I'm not mistaken. If not before that, that's that vampire world leader thing that Superman went up against in his little Superman Beyond 3D thing.
Oh, God. Oh, in that horrible... Yeah, you're... Just threw up in my mouth a little bit. Okay.
If I'm not mistaken, didn't he do the art for this, Ryan Sook? I didn't catch it the first time, but I catch it this time. It said Mandrake. Anyway, I'll continue.
Who did the art on that?
Yeah. There's only one place to... Oh, are you okay? Need a minute?
I'm...
So anyway, he's saying the call of that person. I won't say it again because I don't want Caleb barfing in my ear. There's only one place to quiet it, and the devil of Thanagar can get me there. His price is low, but excitingly bloody. So he's like, let's have that vile organ. And she's like, yeah, get the hell off of me. We've done this dance for years, Quinch, off to the side. Do you really think I wouldn't notice your fires burning so hot? And then Dr. Prince shows up with Blue Guy and Horny Girl. And if you're smart, you let go of Firebrand. He's got some kind of, you know, gauntlet on and... He's got a staff and it's shining, so you know something's going on. And he calls him Neon. Of course you brought your gang of soft-spined evangelists. Can you just give me a minute for this little invasive procedure? And he's trying to rip the heart out. And it's a really interesting hat. Anyway, and the horny chick says, you cannot afford a second, Alden Quinch. Your crimes are already too long unanswered. Let's see, and he continues, the ever-throaty Viking judge, adorable, you'd sentence me while standing by someone with hands as bloody as the great unknown there. Neon will face judgment in time, but today the face of my blade reflects your truth, an entire universe.
Neon the unknown. Neon the unknown, that's a callback, isn't it?
Ah, yes it is, I just caught that.
Huh, Very good. Missed it. What is it? Neon the unknown?
He called him the Great Unknown, and his name is Neon, too, but Neon the Unknown. Maybe that's it.
Wasn't that a comic or something?
I don't know. I'll have to check it.
Anyhow, I'm sorry.
That's fine.
I'm going to look that up.
Then she says, Bright Marshall weeps for Earth 462, and you, Quinch, will bleed for it. I have no idea who Bright Marshall is. Does anybody know?
She's Bright Marshall, I think.
I would think so. That's what I was thinking. And
Oh, well, she's the Viking judge too. I don't know. Maybe that's her name.
Maybe it's that whole Thor alter ego thing. You know, that's what her alter ego is. Maybe. I don't know. She takes off, smacks him one. Turin, wait, damn it. It's great how she listens, Neon says. And so we've got the Krakoom and Kirby Dots and, ass whooping. In over 100,000 years, I've really found a human who does. That's the blue guy. Remind me why we brought her, Aliyah. So she would let you live. Very nice. All right, who's next?
All right, so a quick aside. So, yes, Neon the Unknown, in fact, was... He was a Golden Age character who briefly fought with both the All-Star Squadron and the Freedom Fighters.
Get out!
He was around from 1940 to 1956 was when he was published. He was originally under the Quality Comics banner. And then there were 17 issues. I mean, they rebranded or, you know, acquired the name because, well, no one had used him since, All-Star Squadron. That's the flight. And I'm presuming I put two and two together and came up with seven with Neon the Unknown. But
that's makes perfect sense. He even has a Facebook page.
Okay.
I doubt it's that same guy, but, you know.
Right. So don't rely on me to read any of this issue because my reader is freaking out here a little bit on this.
That's
so
fine.
I'll leave it with you and Murray. I'll be Mr. Commentary.
All right, I'll continue. That's fine.
No, Murray's got it.
Right.
Sure. All right,
cool.
Been there. Yep. Neon grabs or extends a hand to Firebrand and says, "If she wants to survive the hour, she'll have to come with them." And she goes, "Quench called you Neon. You know that freak rancher." Long. We have to go now. And she's like, "No way. We're not. This is a hospital. There's patients everywhere. Roof is giving in. I'm going to go. Your blue guard better get to work. We're going to be the last." And blue says, "As I said, rare is the listening human."
I'm sorry. What
just like, don't give up on her yet.
And
that's why we're here.
Yeah, you're cutting out. I'll just continue. You're cutting out real bad.
Murray. Yeah, you keep cutting in and out, Murray.
That's cool. No big deal. So he's like, "Don't give her up yet, Dr. Prince. Neon. What? Okay, I got it. Very well, Neon. I will light the torch of God's Atari, but only for you, not for her. Okay? Metahuman event, people, we need to evacuate." So, you know, the nurse and they're like talking, yada yada. It's like, "Hey, you can't, you know, we'll never get him out of here. You've seen the drills." He's like, "I'm just gonna fight him." And no, they like, okay. It's like he changed the shape of the building so everybody can just go one down tube. Molded the walls in clay, metal, and wood don't work like that. Anyway, they do for me. The fires of creation transform all worthy materials. And she said, "You said the quench lit the fires of destruction, my opposing force. I sense the same heat burning in your conflict engine. No kidding, it makes me break faces to stay alive." "Enough," the blue guy says. "They draw near. We must rally before they..." And then all of a sudden, kabam! And he grabbed, apparently, what's his name again? Quench. Or Bad Samaritan grabbed her axe, and they're coming through the ceiling and right on top of the blue guy. And she's saying, "Aberration! You're just sad I took your toy. Leave the judge, Quench. It's me you've always hated. Plenty of time for that, Neon, after I deal with Firebrand. Do you feel her engine organs power? She's on my side, even if she doesn't know it." And the blue guy's like, "There's no your side, Bad Samaritan. You think I forgot what you did to me?" And he's like, wham, smacks him. It's like, "Guess not. Haven't been hit that hard since Ethan Avery on Earth 898. Oh yeah, I burned that one too." They keep throwing these names out like we should know who they are. Interesting. I'll have to look them up. "I don't get you, Ascendant. me on this earth, I'd have abandoned humanity before the wheel. But who am I to judge? And he chops his pinky toe off. Actually, probably most of his foot. How's this for performance art? And, you know, ready for to lose a second entourage. And so apparently he's lost a team before. And he's like, shut your mouth. No, really. If you're going to drive the people around to your death, I said. And then he just slices him in half.
And by the way, real quick side note. I keep hearing these names going, God, I know I've heard that. So Bad Samaritan was an Outsiders baddie.
Oh,
not this version, but the name. Again, they just took the name.
Right.
He got powered up by the gene bomb when the Dominators detonated the gene bomb.
Good old invasion.
So, yes, exactly. But he was. He worked with Baron Bedlam
right.
And then they were trying to resurrect Adolf Hitler. So again, just another
that's always
callback there.
So, yeah, so you get a better look at.
Wouldn't shock me if these other two.
Yeah, I know Firebrand's a Golden Age hero.
Of course, yeah.
But they keep switching back from code names to real names, so it's kind of hard to.
Steve Orlando loves doing that. He did it in Justice League all the time.
That's
you know,
true.
one minute it's Vixen, that one panel it's Vixen, the next panel was Maori, and then it would be and then it would be Ryan Choi, and then it would be Adam the next panel. It's like just pick a way to call people. Yeah, but he does that. I think makes him feel clever. I don't know.
So one thing I didn't notice before, it looked like he had gauntlets on, but it looks actually more like he's got some kind of prosthetic hands. Neon does. And
yes.
Kind of cool looking, actually, in a robot way.
I agree.
So she sees him get cut in half, and you see the panel next to it, because she says no, and he's bleeding rainbow. So that further alongs my theory that that's actually Prince reincarnated, but
just in time for Pride.
Yes, that's just my observation. Does not.
Well, it is Steve Orlando.
Yeah. So I came for the conflict engine, but now I see your artful interiors. There might be a more direct route to Mandrak. Let's improv. So he basically puts his hands in Neon's blood. And flips it on her, Firebrand. And yeah, that was a real good idea because when he does that, she's like, "Is that blood?" No, of course not. It's way more useful than that. Watch. And then he hits it with the judge's axe. And then you hear a earth-shattering kaboom. Actually, it's a gashoon. I don't know. Is that worth a drink or not? I think so. Or is that your whole tankard? I don't know. Big explosion, and then we switch to Thanagar. Meanwhile, off the Sea of Scythia, then you see we got Golem talking here. There's a report of astral surveillance, my lord. The mission of Earth was an unexpected success. While we hired the Bad Samaritan to retrieve the trace metal in Firebrand's heart, somehow Quench did more. Quench, by some means, created a new, more powerful isotope never before seen. And you get this guy sitting in a stone throne, you know, all spooky voice. Then why am I not feasting on this more powerful metal, Hierophant? And the goblin troll, whatever. He's also reporting that he was doing something for another master. He might have never planned on giving us the medal, and the little minion happened to mention the word hope, which, of course, that makes the guy mad. Hopeless count years, I'm dying. So he basically he eats him or whatever. He says, this is a price for failure, for I am not just your god, but the devil himself. And then he falls down. He burns him up, says, by my, ready my necro chariot, summon General Fade. If the nth metal isotope is truly so powerful, it must belong to Omar Sin. I will have it. I must, before it's too late. And if anybody knows, Omar Sin, he's a Thanagar villain. Supposedly a demon god, whatever. And I think when they used him in JSA, when Jeff Johns was writing it, he was like, he even mentioned that needing power to, know that when I consume your spirit in tribute for your folly, so he uses, my bones crumble under the legion of souls that conduct, the souls of Thanagar itself. So I guess he needs fuel to keep all those souls in check. And that's why he needs the metal. One thing I'd missed the first time is she's got an engine in her body. She gets, exhaust pipes off her shoulders when she's empowered up, which I think is kind of cool. Engines got to have exhaust ports.
Anyway. But then it didn't come until later in the issue, and earlier in the issue,
well,
other than
the
cover.
Yeah, on the cover, true.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Other than the cover, like when she's fighting in the bar, they don't come up.
Yeah.
And when she's fighting in the hospital, they don't come up. And when she's getting her ass kicked in the street, they don't come up. But and the only time we see him early in the issue is there when she's telling her origin story on the second two-page spread.
True.
But this is the first time in this fight scene, this whole fight sequence, that they pop up.
Mm-hmm. So you hear somebody whispering, says, what happened? Just remember. Quitch's face on fire. Everyone's on fire. And she looks up and, everybody's dead, or appears to be dead. They're fricasseed fritters is what they are. All of a sudden, Neon's like, he starts moving around and his rainbow starts to come together and put him back together. And he says, wait, it's so quiet. Judge, ascendant. The heat, I smell the burning flesh, the hair and hot metal. I cannot hear them breathing. I can't sense Quench. He was right, they're dead, even Quench. And I'm still here. It's just like the ritual, just like last time. Okay, we have no idea what that means. There's all kinds of crap going on in the background. How are you still alive? He sees Firebrand. What happened? I couldn't see it, but I felt it. What did Quench do? And she tells him what happened. He says, I couldn't stop him. And he's giving her shit. It's like, they'd be alive if it wasn't for you. Just try to stay calm. You're in shock, Neon. I know the signals. And he's like, let me think. And he notices some kind of metal that is radiating the same heat as the explosion. It shouldn't be possible. And he says, I think Quench created it. She says it's just a hunk of metal. Don't touch it. It already killed three metahumans. Quench's metal is throwing off a heat I've never felt. It's highly unstable, and I think it's recharging. Now, see, I always thought that he calls them metahumans, so I thought they were more godlike, but whatever.
Yeah, no, I agree.
It will detonate again, worse than before. It could punch a hole in the multiverse itself. And she's like, whoa, slow down, Neon. World Forge, multiverse. This is too big. And your friend, their deaths will be just the beginning if we don't stop the next detonation. And she's like, I can't handle this. You need to, because if the world's broken beyond healing, this universe dies. You'd hate to see where it'll be buried. And then we go back to Hot God or whatever from the World Forge. So this is kind of still taking place before Hawkman got free in dark metal. Next, detonation metal. So that was, I like that. That was pretty good.
So a couple of sides before I say anything.
Go for it.
The unexpected was actually an anthology series back in the 70s. So
not surprised.
So they appropriated that title too. And then both the Viking Judge and the Ascendant, who the blue guy is,
right,
are not acquired names. Mm-hmm. The Viking Judge did appear in a Supergirl story earlier this year.
Really?
Yep.
So same that's all I character got. Character or a different one?
Yes. No, same one. Same one.
Same all one.
Which
right. So
was also written by, which was also written by, surprisingly,
Steve Orlando. Orlando. All right. So we got DC made a big deal.
I liked
about,
it, by the way. Real quick. I like this one. I
did
it's
too.
Probably my favorite thing that Steve Orlando has written for DC.
He's kind of hit or miss, isn't he?
Yes, I did not like his Justice League very much.
It started
I did
out
not like
okay,
it
but yeah, it started okay, but it went to crap pretty quick. Okay, so real quick, let's go over what we got here.
Did we completely lose Murray here?
No, I'm still here. I liked it too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Okay, so Damage. I think we covered that.
Yes,
Tony Daniel, right. Robert Vendetti.
Yeah, Damage. I couldn't even get through the first issue.
Yeah, it's so overdone. Guy used soldiers experimented on. It can become. And I was doing research on this, and somebody even had a video up. It's like, see the origin of DC's Hulk. So. Okay.
Yeah, they're not really wrong.
And so he can become this big, ugly, nasty thing. And Damage was a name used as like a legacy hero name back in the day.
Yes.
I read it, didn't like it. Crap. Next up, Silencer.
And they claim that title is going to have a tie to Justice Society, or does have a tie to Justice Society. But I would have to be reading it to care.
Yeah, really. Yeah, no cares whatsoever.
Well, to its credit, it's had lots of guest stars and stuff, so it's tying itself into the DCU, which I guess is good if you can make it through the story. I can't, but
no, it was bad. I've never been a big fan. Well,
that character, that character, 3 years from now, we'll never see that character 3 years from now.
No. Probably my favorite one, though I am liking The Unexpected better now that I've read it, you know, twice. I paid more attention. I don't know. I zipped through it the first time, and I didn't give it enough credit. But Silencer, the Silencer is, which John Romita Jr. is what's one of the things that's keeping me back. Danny Abnett's a great writer. He's not always some of his stuff. I don't know. More times than not, I like what he writes. But this DC Universe's deadliest assassin thing, and having Talia Ghul and Leviathan and all that stuff tied in together, I love that book. That's a great book, in my opinion. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it. I'm reading it. I like the little family angle. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's really good.
I wish Romita had stayed with it.
Oh, is he gone already?
Oh, yeah.
I don't he's think he gone. Was on issue 3. I could...
No, he's been gone for a couple issues, yeah.
Man.
Yeah. I knew he'd do 1 and 2, but I yeah, did he...
Well, I didn't even...
What are they up to?
I think he did 3. I read those. They're up to 4.
Well, he did the cover. Oh, you know why, I bet?
It's covers, yeah.
Because Mark Miller's got that... Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that. He didn't do 3. Mark Miller's got that Kick-Ass going again. He's been doing that, I bet.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, he did getting, 3.
He's getting, he's getting paid for doing that. Whatever he's getting from DC to do Silencer cannot compare to whatever dollars he's getting to do his own stuff with Kick-Ass.
Yeah, I'm disappointed that he hasn't stuck around more because I've loved his work since Uncanny X-Men.
Yeah.
Okay. Still a good book. I don't know if somebody, and I read those and totally spaced that it wasn't him. I don't know why. Maybe it's a good series. Sideways.
Or Spider-Man.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. And one of the videos I found, I was looking at they've got on that page I sent you, they've got, you know, trailers or whatever. And it says, hey, DC Spider-Man is what they called it. Sideways, Yeah, total Spider-Man ripoff. The art's okay. I couldn't get through that whole thing. I think I just looked through the rest of it. I didn't even read it all. Yeah.
I'm so disappointed that Rockefeller didn't stick around. He made it through, again, he made it through issue two, and now they've got some wannabe doing his art. And I'm like, no! He was the big sell for me on that book, yeah.
I think
he's coming back, though.
Oh, is he?
By issue six or something, I think. Okay, I don't mind the book. It's you know, it's fluffy. It's fine. I'm enjoying it.
What's the point of making all that fuss? Of course, they've had to. They're doing another soft reboot of everything, or reverting everything back to the old stuff. I mean, I saw rumors of Batman having trunks again. I don't know. Let's move on here. The Terrifics. Really like this book, even though they've totally screwed up Mr. Terrific's personality.
Yeah, I like it too.
It's a good
book.
Like
it more if it had like a consistent artist, but you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. But I think that's, I don't know. I think they're trying to balance and, who was the artist on four anyway? Yeah. Okay. I'm not caught up on that one. I just realized. Yeah. Okay.
I like that each issue of the Terrifics, while it's a continuing story, they are very done in one, or one
oh,
done
yeah, totally.
In one story.
True.
Totally. Yeah. Yeah. No, it's a good series. He's got good character stuff going on, and
yeah.
And
yes.
I like the mix of the characters. And the art is fine too. Like, whoever's doing it, it's fine. I just liked it better when it had like a distinctive flavor to it. But
I agree.
You know, it's house style, and that's fine.
Well, and the whole point that they made when they started this, that it was going to be these masterclass, and they put the artist first, and then the artist isn't staying on. So I don't know.
The only thing that I don't like about the Terrifics, and because I really enjoy the book, the one thing I don't like. Is the whole they have to be within a certain proximity
of
each other or they die.
Yeah, I feel like that's going to go away eventually.
Yeah.
I hope so. I mean, and they've even talked about it. It's an energy inside them that could dissipate. And it's just that they're doing that over in Marvel 2-in-1 as well. It's coincidental, I know, but that's the whole conceit behind Marvel 2-in-1 is that the Thing and Human Torch are depowering because they are and dying because they're not in proximity with Sue and Reed.
Yes, I forgot about that.
Anyhow.
Okay. Oh crap. That's not what I wanted. Okay, so I hit the show the desktop button. I got a bunch of The Immortal Man.
It's okay. The most boring book.
Yeah,
I've actually read two or three issues of it, and I'm trying to.
There's only two.
Know.
It just feels like
three. Was it two?
It just feels like 10. It just feels like.
Oh my god! Was it only
lots
two?
Lots of words.
Yeah, it's no, only two, and it's
no. Oh. The third one came out.
Did it?
It's got that. The Batman Who Laughs on the front, which that's probably the last one I'm going to look at, because it's Wildcats 7.0, basically. I mean, come on. And with a little X-Men tied in. I mean, you know, the whole kid, the child school, and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm done with that.
Harry Potter meets the X-Men.
Yeah. Okay, we already went. The Curse of Brimstone's one we covered, I believe. I didn't care for it. It's Ghost Rider all over again.
Like it. I don't remember whether Philip Tan did the second issue. I honestly couldn't tell you, but I
think he did.
Let me look.
Did good.
Yes, he did.
I enjoyed it.
The art is, I have to admit, I kind of like the art, but it's just not my kind of story, I guess. Let me see. Did he do the third? Yes, he did do the third.
Well, good. He's sticking around for trifecta.
All right. So, that one, Soul to Soul, Help His Town, yada, yada, yada.
It won't last. It'll die off.
Yeah, that book, I don't see it going anywhere.
Yeah, New I don't Challengers. Think it has legs, but I don't mind it. Like, it's all right. It's all right.
Let's see. New Challengers. I like that one. I like the...
I haven't read number two yet. It just came... Number two just came out this last week, I think, and I haven't seen
it. Yes, it did.
Crack the cover.
I don't have that.
I like it too.
I'll have to add that.
Now that one they converted into a mini series, right? It's now only going to be what, 6 issues or 8 issues or something.
I think it was always intended to be a mini.
Don't remember.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
I think so. Right. Yep.
But that's Scott. Well, yeah, Andy Kubert doesn't stay on things very long, does he?
Well, he's done 2 issues.
Well.
That's longer than Jim Lee.
Well, I guess it is there. True.
Yeah, that's like an issue and a half more than Jim Lee.
There we go. Yeah, 2 issues came out. I like it. I like the idea behind it. Literally on borrowed time. I won't tell you what happened at the end of the second issue, but that's an old Challengers of the Unknown is an old Silver Age deal. I like this a lot better than what they tried to do the last time they redid this. Now we're back to The Unexpected, which is the last one to come out. We just got through talking about it. I liked it a lot better the second and third time I read it than I did the first. I don't know what I was doing. I was in a hurry or whatever. I just glanced through it and read through it quick, and I was like, bleh. But no, I think that's got some meat to it. Whether it actually lasts, I don't really see any of these except for maybe Silence or Stan. I take that back. I can see Silencer and the Terrific Stan for at least a while.
See, I can see Silencer ending, but I can that it strikes me as a character that could stick. Maybe not as a solo title, but
I see that
be
too.
Used elsewhere and would be
because that's more of a story that, pardon me, has to have an ending. You know,
I think that my biggest problem with it is it's a sound-based character in print.
Yeah, those are hard to do.
Yeah, yes. True.
Conveying her power, how it works, and I still don't quite understand it other than she makes a bubble of silence. That's about as far as I've gotten. There's more to it.
I'll have to read through them again, but yeah, it makes her more efficient or an easier kill being an assassin because she doesn't have to cover up. I mean, the sound's muffled so she can, you know, get more badassy, I guess.
I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, again, I think conveying a sound-based hero in there, it's difficult. It's like, I mean, at least with like Dazzler, she's a singer, but her power is visual.
Right. That's a good point.
They could have Jericho guest star.
That's right. And all silent.
Is he even around in this universe?
Yeah, Jericho's over in...
that's right, Deathstroke.
Deathstroke.
Speaking of, I read the first 2 issues of that Batman versus Deathstroke. Holy crapola.
Isn't that good? So good.
That is really good. I'm so behind on stuff. I'm still finishing up, catching up on Nightwing.
Priest is so good. He just.
I can't recall ever reading anything of his stuff, but man, that stuff kicked ass. I probably
go back
have.
And check out his Ray series that he did many moons ago.
Yeah, that awesome. Sounds familiar. That sounds familiar.
Some of his Milestone stuff. Some of it, he's working for Lion Forge. Is that the name?
That's
of
right. Yes.
Oh. Anyhow.
All right. So
I think that this particular line of books, they're just as Marvel does, and it's smart. Just take a bunch of shit, throw it against the wall, see what sticks. I think maybe 2 of these have legs beyond by the end of the year.
and it, one of them is not damage.
Oh no, absolutely not. Let's see. Oh yeah, one of the ones they're doing for the Black Label of Superman Year One. Mature readers.
So Murray, did you end up getting Plastic Man?
No, it'll come in next week, I think.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
So good.
Yeah, it looks good. I think it'll be good. I think it will be good.
Gail Simone is so when she does these kinds of stories, which I'm zero spoilers. Just know that it has the same vibe as when she was doing like Secret Six.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Or good.
All right, let's talk.
What was the one that she did for the New 52? It wasn't Secret Six. It was something else.
No, it was Secret Six.
The same characters?
It was Secret Six.
Was it? Okay.
Different characters. Right. Yeah. Well, sort of the same characters.
But when she writes like that, she's very good. Some of her other stuff, not so much. But this is awesome. I'm done.
Well, right. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. All right. Good. Do.
I will.
You do that.
Okay, so I did some research on that, but okay, we need to wrap it up. Probably you guys need to go. I got stuff to do. I got naps to take.
Lies.
Naps to take. I just looked up the Black Label info. Interesting. Frank Miller is doing a Superman Year One. yeah. So, and it's mature. These are mature audience ones. So that should be interesting.
Is this the story where he finally gets to put Superman and Supergirl together?
I don't know.
Ew.
You know somebody else. John Romita Jr. is doing the art, so you know it'll probably be most of his work. That's probably what he's working on. But you got to see Batman Last Night on Earth from Scott Snyder and Greg Capullo. Blah blah blah. Okay, Batman Damned from Brian Azzarello and Lee Bergamo. That's pretty interesting. Wonder Woman Historia, The Amazons from Kelly Sue DeConnick and Phil Jimenez.
Really?
Whoa, we lost Murray.
All right.
He probably had to go.
Okay. Call it a day then.
Yeah, probably should. All right. Okay, anyway, we'll wrap this up, and as always, you can send us an email at podcast@tellsforthelongbox.com and let us know what you think there, or you can join us on Facebook and get absolutely nothing, or you can... Hold on. Nope.
It's all free.
Yeah, it's all free. And yeah, Murray had to drop. Sorry about that. And okay. Also, you can make comments on the actual... episodes on the website, and let us know what you think there. And that is it for this week. We are out. That's fine, man.